Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Our episode today, we're going to take a deep dive into the power of prayer, the power of words, the power that you have within you to overcome great tragedy and be able to step your life into a completely new level. I know some of you are going through challenges. You maybe have lost loved ones over the last few years, or friends that you know, or family members that, of course, you love. You may have gone into a place where you've maybe lost your health. You've lost a business. You've lost things that are really matter to you the most. And if that's you, this show is going to really support you or people that you know that have gone through this to be able to start to up-level your consciousness, their consciousness, if you're talking to family or friends, and be able to have more joy, more happiness, more faith, more power in your life. That's what we're talking about today. I have a superstar with me today, and you'll know who it is in just a minute. You've heard her name. She's got a new album out, and that album is very powerful. It's if you're like me, I love great music, but I also love great lyrics, and that's what this album is all about. It's really about the words. As I said a little earlier, words matter, and we're going to take a dive into why words are so important when you're overcoming challenges in your life. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my guest right with me. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have a very special superstar guest. I want to call you superstar today. Lindy Boone is here with us today. Lindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you. For those of you that don't know Lindy, Lindy is the daughter of the legendary entertainer Pat Boone. She is the second of four, I believe. And is that correct? Okay. And she's carved out a path of her own. She's a singer-songwriter. She's an advocate, a beacon of hope. And in 2021, Lindy went through a pretty tough time because her son, Ryan Corbin, suffered a traumatic brain injury in a devastating accident. The accident propelled Lindy to the forefront of advocating for traumatic brain injury awareness and support. Along with her family, she established a nonprofit organization, Ryan's Reach, that provides vital support and resources to those affected with brain injury. And the reason we're talking today is Lindy has a new album out that features a song that is tuned in with Ryan, tuned in with brain loss, but also gives hope, understanding, wisdom, and power to those that to listen to that beautiful song. I listened to it the other day, Lindy, and I was in awe. I was like, wow, these words are powerful. They inspired me. They motivated me. And I went, I could hardly wait to get Lindy on this show.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Because that is what I hope to hear from people that hear the song. And it is happening. People are resonating with the lyric.
Yeah. Well, you know, you come from a legendary family. You've gone through, I'm sure, a lot of greatness in your life, a lot of good things, but also the tragedy with your son, Ryan. By the way, how's Ryan doing now?
He is well. He is a very healthy guy. He lives with a brain injury. He's recovered quite a lot from the early days because this happened in 2001. Yeah. So today he is able to talk and he's able to eat and he's able to have conversation. He's in therapy still, a lot of therapy. And but we have a new normal, and for us, we just count our blessings every day.
Well, you know, speaking of those blessings, how has it empowered your family with Ryan's injury? It's kind of a different question, but, you know, how has your family grown as a result of his injury?
Well, we all certainly all had to pull together. A lot of times a traumatic injury, something like this, is like an explosion in a family, and it can really break up families, and a lot of marriages don't make it. So for us, it was more of a pulling together and being very kind to each other. There, you know, there's a lot of strength and a lot of growth that can happen in the midst of crisis. And I think we all turned to God and also just determined that we were supportive of each other in all the ways that we responded to this, just this devastation, really. My firstborn son fell three stories. So it was a tragedy. And it changed all of our lives in a big way for everybody. But we're still together and we are stronger than ever.
I think that's what matters. And I'm so happy that Ryan's doing well and the family is doing wonderful. So let's talk about, you got a new album out, okay? It's called Word Layer. And Word Layer, first of all, where did the title of the album come from?
It's actually a song, not an entire album, but yeah. But Word Layer was something that I made up when I wrote my book. I had a book that came out called Heaven Hears. And even in the book, it's mentioned that I had to have a Twitter account. And I made up the word so that I could have a little handle, username for my Heaven Hears book. And what that meant to me as I joined the words Word and Layer, I saw words like laying bricks, laying down foundation. And that's kind of a lesson that I was learning through this journey of traumatic brain injury. But really, it's not just traumatic brain injury. It's any kind of suffering, any kind of loss, something that rocks you to your core. And you feel like, okay, life is over as I knew it. And you make a choice. You have a choice and you have tools. And some of the very important tools that you have are your words. And you can lay them down intentionally to build the next part of your future. And so that's where Word Layer, the idea of Word Layer, I see myself as making a choice to use my words to manifest the next part of my life.
Well, you
life.
Know, in scripture, it was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what was God and was of God. And I'm paraphrasing it, but you know, words do matter. And it, you know, it is the power of the soul, the spirit, when we speak those words into the world. How did you, with tragedy, let's talk about that, with tragedy, what are the words that we could speak into tragedy that helps us to be empowered through it?
I can't give you the words, but I know that when you tap into God through prayer, you will feel the energy and the frequency and the power of words of healing, words of hope and not despair. You choose which way you're going to use your imagination. And that was something that my sister Debbie sent me a quote, and I wish I could find the quote, but it revolved around the idea that hope and despair are both parts of what they're in our minds. And we can decide, are we going to dwell on the hopeful scenarios of what might happen, or are we going to dwell on the things that we're most fearful of happening? And so it's really this point of choice that we make a decision. The words that I speak are going to be laying down what I hope for, and rather than the things that I fear. So using your words that way.
Yeah. You know, you really touch on something that's close to my heart. My wife just yesterday was talking with a lady that was looking at everything that was wrong with an organization. And she got off the phone and she said, Ken, I don't feel really good about that. And I said, well, you know, Judy, people have the choice. They can look at everything that's wrong, or they could look at the gifts and the greatness and the wonder that's in everything. It's always your choice. And what you're saying is 100% we're there. Yeah.
Yes. And I also, going back to what you said about in the beginning was God, I definitely focused on the reality in my faith that everything that I see, feel, touch, and experience through my senses was a creation. And God is my creator, and we're made in his image. And it just became very alive. Maybe, of course, I've heard other people say it. It's not a new thought, but very much alive to me that we are co-creators with God. I'm made in his image. And I'm not trying to say we can just name it and claim it, or just speak a magic formula. But I do believe I am a co-creator with God, and with the same power of my own words. So I want to let my words align with his words, and his words are always for my blessing, and for Ryan's blessing, and for all of our blessing. Yeah. So it's a concept that I tried to ponder a lot and practice a lot.
One of Einstein's famous quote is, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. But when we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into the words of the of your new song, Word Layer. I want to talk about those words specifically, because when I felt them, I was uplifted. And you talked about resonance. Man, that music and those words combined lifted the resonance within me. So I want to talk about a little bit how you got there and what that's about. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, I'm talking with Lindy Boone, and she is the second daughter of the legendary Pat Boone, and she is a singer-songwriter, and she has a new song out, and we're talking about the power of word. Lindy, there is power in word, and you know, that quote I said, you know, in the beginning was the word was God, and God, you know, God is the word, and God, the words come through us with that presence, that power. When you were writing that song with your sisters, I believe you co-wrote it with them. Is that correct?
I wrote it with a Nashville musician. I'll just back up a little bit because my daughter gave me a gift for Mother's Day during 2020. We were on lockdown. And she said, Mom, everything's closed, but Airbnb is selling experiences. And she gave me a certificate and a meeting time on Zoom to write a song with a Nashville musician. So my sisters weren't involved in that. But I thought it was a novel idea, great idea, but I had never written a song. I've been a performer. I've performed songs. I've sung with my sisters. We did albums. We traveled as a family. So music and performing was all integrated into my life. I've been in another singing group as well. But writing a song, I thought, she thinks I can write a song, but I'll give it my best. So as a praying person and somebody that has a practice of getting alone with God, I just said, God, I need a little help. Can you inspire me to contribute something to this song? And I was reminded in that moment of the password or the username word layer. And I thought, oh, that is a good concept and a good title. And I thought I better write down what I mean by that. And as I wrote it down, words and lyrics came to me within 30 minutes. And I had a chorus and two verses to bring to that appointment. And I typed it out. I shared it with this lovely gal, Ann Buckle, who ended up writing the melody. But she said, Lindy, I love these words. I don't want to change the words. So she did the beautiful melody that accompanied the song. And over a couple of years, I kept playing it for people and seeing people tear up and people telling me, where can I get that? I said, it's in my computer. I don't know how to get it. It's just here on my phone. And eventually I was talked into recording it myself. And the thing that enticed me was the idea of my sister singing the background harmonies with me. And they came into the studio and we all had a lovely time working with some amazing Nashville musicians. And this song came to life and it is so beautiful. I'm honored to have been given the lyrics, because I can't say I've practiced writing songs. This was a song that just came to me, and I'm grateful for it.
That's beautiful. Well, listen, what I want to do with my audience is I want to play a little bit of this song. So we're gonna go ahead and do that right this second. Okay, here we go.
When your happy turns to tears and you're broken by your fears, it's so tempting to declare that all is lost. You can speak into creation and build a new foundation, laying word upon the cross.
Wow, that's just really beautiful, Lindy. I know my audience is going to love to get that. By the way, where can the audience get the song? That's a good point.
These days, everybody goes to their streaming platform. So anywhere where you get music, if you want to hear a song, go to one of the streaming platforms, which would be Apple Music or Amazon or Spotify. And my website.
What's your website address?
Well, we have a nonprofit. If you want to talk about that, there's a nonprofit called Ryan's Reach, and it's there as well.
Okay, great. Do you know the web address for Ryan's Reach, or should they just Google Ryan's Reach?
It's ryansreach.com, and no capitals, no punctuation. So ryansreach.com.
Okay, ryansreach.com. I do want to talk a little bit about that, but before I do, you know, the power of music to move us. You've been involved with music since you were a little child, right? How has music changed your life?
Well, it is really one of the more healing mediums for me. When Ryan's accident happened, I formed a playlist of songs that built me up. And I feel like I can enter into the presence of God just with a certain few notes of certain songs that, and like you said, the words of Word Layer built you up, you felt them. So for me, music is, I feel it in my bones, and very often I have to move. If it's a joyful song, there's a song by For King and Country called Joy. And I have to get up and start dancing. And it's not like professional dancing. My body feels it and I have to move because the joy fills me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful for music. It's harmony itself is angelic. And so certain music can be very irritating. Mm-hmm. Certain music can go against the grain. But when it's got uplifting words and harmonies and certain tones, it can just escort me into a very restful place or a joyful place. So mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I think music, you know, music has a resonance to it, and it has a vibration. It's an energy. And when you're tuning in, I think, you know, those that are somewhat empathic, that can feel, they can feel that music resonating within them, their bodies. We're all connected to everything. So when you start to play high resonance of music, it does something to us. I know me personally, like I'm a cyclist. So, when I go out and cycle, like I was cycling yesterday on a new bike that I'd built and on came ZZ Top, one of the old ZZ Top hard pounding, you know, rock. And it just inspired me. I was just out there and I moved up, you know, and so I like you, like to use music.
I got to tell you, I relate. I have been a fitness instructor for 25 years. And so I got to play, you know, music to move to, and that fit my life so well because I was used to moving, doing choreography and performing and having a microphone with my sisters. Then I moved into fitness. And I still got music. I still had a microphone. I still got to be up front. But music makes such a difference when you're working out, doesn't it?
It makes all the difference. Yeah. Last year, I did a bicycle ride from San Francisco to San Diego in 7 days with the Challenged Athlete Foundation. There are 160 riders. We raised $3.4 million for Challenged Athlete. And on that ride all the way down, man, I'm listening to my music. I'm doing it because music inspires. Yeah. Music moves us.
I taught spinning for years and years, and it was my favorite thing because I would listen to music and I go, oh, that's definitely a hill ride, or oh my goodness, that's going to be speed intervals, and the music was telling me what we were going to do, not the other way around. So I get it.
And you know what? My hat's off to you as a spinner. Oh my goodness. Those are some of the toughest classes. You can go out and ride bicycles, but go to a spin class. You'll
sweat a little bit,
kick your butt a little bit. Yeah. That's great. Are you still doing that?
You know, during COVID, I kind of let that be the period where I go, okay, it ended for a while and I didn't get recertified. I'm 68. And I thought, I've been wondering when I was going to let that go. And I haven't stopped exercising. I'll always be an exerciser. My dad is 89 and he's still exercising. So I have no excuses, but I just have with my nonprofit work and now with a song out and I don't physically take care of Ryan, but I feel like I'm his case manager. Yeah. So I have a lot of things that I'm balancing. Yeah. So I let the teaching part
okay.
go.
All right. Well, that's, you 68 is the new 38, or 38 is the new 68, whichever way that goes. But, you know,
I can still do burpees.
Yeah. And, you know, I know your dad had a lot of vibrant, a lot of energy. And, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, he's, what did you say, 89, something like that?
Almost 90. 90.
So, you know, the way you're going, you probably be in your hundreds. keep it going. All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna take a break. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into Ryan's Reach and what you're doing there. And I also want to touch on your book. I think that's my audience would relate to the book. In fact, I'll put it on screen before we go. Heaven Hears. So I think we're going to go down both those paths in just a moment. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm speaking to the legendary Lindy Boone. Lindy, let's talk about Heaven Matters before we get to the nonprofit. Heaven Hears. Some people would say, really? Heaven hasn't heard me. Why is Heaven hearing you?
Well, that's a matter of faith. And my experience was, I thought a lot about prayer. And I was raised in a family that went to church every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, learned a lot about prayer. We were praying family. But when Ryan's accident happened, I was in Spain and I was with my husband and our youngest son on vacation. And I was on the other side of the planet and I wanted to be at UCLA Medical Center. Yeah. And I was so grateful for the availability of prayer because I couldn't touch my son, but I could touch heaven. I could reach out to God and we could join hands and pray. And in that way, I felt I was accessing God who had access to Ryan. And so that was a comfort to me. Now, this is a point of faith. Not everybody believes like I believe, but I believe that a lot of people were saying, wow, tell me about all the people praying for Ryan. And I said, you know, I'm so grateful for all the people who have prayed for Ryan, but I don't want to misrepresent what I think. I don't think it's about the number of people praying. I said, I believe heaven heard the needs before I was even awakened and told about Ryan's accident. I said, heaven heard the crash of the skylight when Ryan fell through it. Heaven heard the sirens of the ambulance coming to get him. Heaven heard all the accumulation of prayers for Ryan's life from me, from my mother, all through our lives. Heaven is a witness to all of it. And so we add our prayers to the single, you know, earliest prayer for Ryan that ever occurred. So I know it's a little bit ethereal. I don't want to be so dogmatic as to tell you what to do or how to react to a situation like this. But I believe God was on the scene. God was present with Ryan through every labored breath. And when we started praying, we started co-creating with God in that moment. And so that's what I mean by heaven hears, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And the book, when you were inspired to write this book, what was going on for you? What was happening? Why did you want to write this book? We're going to put that on the screen, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I had kept a journal for a year and a half after this happened, and I had not been a journal writer. I was always a busy person, but when this happened, I needed to start writing on day one. I needed a pen and a paper, and I needed it in the airplane flying home. And it wasn't an if. I needed it to start writing my emotions down on paper. And that was so I wouldn't start screaming, I think, or melting down, because everybody in the plane was just having a normal day. And my heart was breaking and my world was upside down. And I just didn't know how to deal with 8 hours up in the sky. So I had to write. And from that point on, my daughter had brought me intuitively, talk about an empath. She is an empath. And she brought me a journal to the hospital. She said, "Mom, this is for you to write and get things down and out of you and onto paper. It's very cathartic." So I did that for a year and a half, and it was so, so helpful. And I kept that journal, but then I got really busy after a year and a half. Ryan was making progress, and I just dropped that habit. But it was 7 years later that I felt, okay, I need to go back to that journal and I need to write something, because I was meeting so many people going through a similar journey and I felt like I had something to offer them. It's a lonely feeling. You feel like you're the only person going through it when a loved one is hurt so badly. And so I wanted to write my experience and share my hope, my encouragement with other people. I thought it could help. And having the journal helped me to remember what I had gone through in those moments. It came back alive to me. And I wrote it 7 years after. And it took me years after that to decide to self-publish. And then as I was going through self-publishing process, I was interrupted and told this should be published by a bigger entity. And I said, okay, I just don't know how. And I was escorted through the process of getting a co-author to embellish my book a little bit. And Tyndale Publishing put it out. So it was really not until 2013, 12 years later, that my book came out.
That's great. I have a saying that, I've written a few books myself. And for me, books seem to have written me. I don't write books, if that makes any sense, right? So yeah. How is this book, how did it kind of write you or write the scripts of your life as you went through that process?
Well, like I say, I wasn't a journaler before, and yet it was a compulsion. And I needed to write throughout that very intense period of my life. And then I think soon after, like maybe 2 years later, we started our nonprofit, because I was also compelled to reach back out to the people who didn't have a famous father, that didn't go on Larry King Live and share their story. But their stories were just as important and their needs just as big. And we felt like we had this platform given to us because of my dad's career and because people knew his name. And so we wanted to take that and turn it into an outreach so that we could not just write a book about the lessons that I've learned, but also raise money and turn it into therapy for people to get therapy after their own traumatic brain injury. And then eventually we started two group homes to create a home life, a good quality of life for people that were too young to be going into homes for the elderly. And that's really what was available for a lot of brain injured people.
That's beautiful. Where can people get Heaven Hears?
It's still available on, everything is digital. So I don't know if you can go to a store and buy it, but you can get it on Amazon and different bookstore websites still.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, all the major. Yeah,
all of those.
Yeah, yes. Good. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive in that book because it fascinates me. I'd like to know, what are some of the benefits that you think people might walk away with when they get the book? We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I'm speaking with Lindy Boone, and Lindy has a book out that came out of a tragedy, but is there to help support many people. And I want to take a little deeper dive into some of the benefits of the book that my audience might get. Before I do that, I want to make a comment. You know, one thing I've noticed with this show, and I bet my audience is feeling that too, there's this real sense of peace that Lindy is bringing to this show. I really feel that resonance, Lindy, that you're bringing with us. So I just want to acknowledge that because it's something I don't feel all the time on these shows, but I really get that with you. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. It's my prayer.
It's your prayer. I feel the prayer. Yeah, I feel it. And, you know, it's interesting. We didn't do this today, but I usually say a prayer before I start all of these podcasts with my guests. So anyway, maybe we'll pray. We're just praying through it. That's all. We just pray through the show. Okay, so you know the book. I want to get there, and then I'm going to get over to Ryan's Reach a little bit. But what will people walk away with when they read the book?
My working title for the book was "I Don't Want You to Be Alone." Mm. Publisher wanted something shorter, but that was in my heart when I was writing it. It's like I said, you feel like you're very isolated. At first, there's so much unknown, and you don't know anybody else maybe that's been through what you're going through. And so I wanted to relate that they're not alone. There's a lot of us that have been through it. And I was telling my story so that they, and Ryan's story, so that they would not feel so alone. And I wanted to be very transparent. So I wasn't trying to paint the picture of a person who went through it perfectly. Yeah. I had my dark days. I had my meltdowns. And I wanted to tell that as well as the encouragements and the uplifts. I tend to be somebody that dwells on the positive, but this was my son. This was my firstborn. I mean, so precious to me. Ryan always was the kid that was demonstrative in his affection, never went through a stage of, oh, I'm not going to show my love for my mother. That's not cool. He was very, very loving, demonstrative, helpful. People love this guy. 6'4", big, booming, happy voice. And the emails I got from all the friends and the people that knew him, it was so heartwarming after his accident, but it was like ripping something out of me, a third of my heart. So I wanted to tell the reality of it, but also mark these moments, these epiphanies. I asked God in my writing on the airplane, don't let this pain be for no reason. Mm-hmm. So I think that as I wrote the things that I saw purpose in, and I felt the growth in my spiritual life. I felt a closeness to God and access to God in a way that I had never had before, but I'd never needed before. Mm. And so I wanted to share that.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Lindy, in your world, what is the purpose of life?
Boy, I'm not sure I'm going to have a tidy answer. For that.
Let's let it flow. But, yeah.
My daily prayer is, God, let me be interruptible. Let me be present to people. There's a wonderful creed that we say at the church I attend. I attend a church in Irvine where Bobby Shuler is the grandson of Robert Shuler. And he has a creed that he has all of us in church say before he preaches. And I'll just share that. And I think this is maybe an answer to your question. But he has us open our hands and say together, I'm not what I have. I'm not what I do. I'm not what people say about me. I am the beloved of God. It's who I am. No one can take it from me. I don't have to hurry. I don't have to worry. I can trust my friend Jesus and share his love with my neighbor. And I think that's what I am here for, to share his love and to be present and to know that my identity isn't in what I do or what I have or what people think of me, but I am beloved and so are you.
I love that. I love that because I think we do have an identity crisis in America, around the world, that we do think, a lot of people think they are their possessions, they are their, you know, their house, their car, their job, their, you know, their bodies, you know, and it, we're so much more than that. And I think you just nailed it with that. By the way, is I think it was Bobby Shuler. Is that Crystal Palace? Is that?
The Crystal Cathedral was grandfather's church, and Bobby has a smaller church in Irvine. And we found it a few years ago, and just, it's like Goldilocks. We were going to Saddleback Church, which I loved, but it was humongous. And then we went to another little beautiful church I loved, and it was teeny tiny. And right now I feel like we found this perfect spot for Ryan. I love taking him to this church, and we take some of the residents of our group home.
Oh, also. That's beautiful. I love that.
And they all say the creed together, and it's so great because they have their brain injury, but it's not what they have. It's not what they do, but their identity is they are beloved. And I just love loving these people.
That. You know, I was attended a service 2 weeks ago with a friend of mine. His name is Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote, he wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. And, you know, sold half a million books, half a billion books. Sorry, half a billion books. But Mark invited me to go to this little chapel. It's called the Little Chapel in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale area. And is this beautiful Christian minister who, I think the thing that was profound is there was a healing service during this, and literally people standing up with faith, with trust, with and with the power of the Lord, walking through this lady, healing all kinds of things. I mean, it was I'd never experienced anything like that, but it was really profound. But you know, it happens with what we're talking about. It happens with prayer. It happens with faith. And, you know, there is purpose. I believe that's true. There's purpose for everything that happens in this world. Yeah. If we look for it. If we don't look for it, then what are you looking at?
Well, one of my verses that I love, Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that is... For me, it's always there's overcoming. There will be overcoming. There's going to be tribulation. There's going to be sorrow and tears. But be of good cheer. I mean, that sounds impossible, but that's when you're looking at everything from a higher point of view. And we know that it's ultimately in the end, there is overcoming involved. So I don't need to have the specifics. I hold on to the overcoming. I trust that.
Well, Jesus also said, be in the world, but not of the world. And that piece ties right in with that, because how do we be in the world, but not of the world, right? How do we detach from things and people and tune into the soul, tune into our own spirit, tune into that presence that lies within us? And I think that's it's a challenge for everybody, because I think we forget. We forget. Even the best of us forgets who we are at times.
Yeah. And it takes getting quiet. And I think that was something that was new for me. So much of my experience in life was being in front of people, being in public, and being a talker. And I needed to learn to stop talking and listen and get quiet and just sit in the presence of God. And I don't have to form words all the time. Sometimes I just have to sit still, and that's when I can hear from him.
Well, you know, the great creator of the Renaissance, Leonardo da Vinci, said that isolation is the price of greatness. And you know, the sage Yogananda said that stillness is the price of greatness. And what I've learned with stillness in my own life, I've been a meditator for about 35 years now. And I've learned that in stillness is where really everything happens. It's where the healing happens. It's where the insights, the wisdom come. It's when we go to sleep at night. It's when our bodies heal and revitalize. Stillness is an area that we in the United States haven't really embraced the concept of stillness. It's starting to come out, but we're going to find more and more benefits of being still. It's a profound experience when we can go in it, you know? And yeah. So Debbie, I'm saying Debbie, I don't know why I got Debbie. I got your sister on my mind today. I don't know why that is. Lindy. Why is Debbie on my mind? Hi, Debbie.
Yes.
Lindy. Debbie must be tuning into us somehow. Lindy.
Right.
We only got a few minutes here. What is your message right now to those that are listening to this, to the world, to, you know, you got a big platform here. What's your message for everybody? There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of chaos, a lot of worry, a lot of suffering, a lot of, you know, there's war still. There's environmental issues. There's pollution going. There's so much going on. What would you say, you know, to those that are listening here to give them some hope and inspiration?
Kind of turning back to the song word layer, my message right now, loud and clear, is to be mindful of what we say and to recognize that what comes out of our mouths has an impact on the person that we're aiming at. And I, in the song and in my life, I try to really focus on kindness, forgiveness, and the things that make you feel anxious, that's probably not where you need to live. The words that make you feel calmer, emphasize those. And if there's shows that you watch that make you tighten up, maybe turn them off and take in less of that and take in more in your ears, the words that are encouraging you to see everybody and love them. And because there's a lot of division and a lot of discomfort in this world, not just the actual wars, but the wars in our heads and our in our families. So be mindful of the words you hear. Be mindful of the words you speak. We can change things if we change the energy around us and we compel and encourage people to put out the hope, the love, and the kindness that you can generate.
Right, well here. Said, well said, Lindy Boone, and thank you so much for being here. I really have enjoyed our interview today. I want to let my audience remember, go and listen to Word Layer, Lindy Boone's song, the backups with her sister, you know, and it's a beautiful song. Check out Ryan's Reach. Go, go donate today if you can to Ryan's Reach, and also I encourage you to find and read Heaven Hears, so that you too can tune into greater levels of love and joy and understanding in your own life. Lindy, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for letting me join you.
All of you, I want to thank you for being here too. And listen, this show grows with you. Right. So please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, and please pass this show on to somebody that you love. Until next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you will be able to do the impossible. Take care.